We proclaim Christ crucified. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Alleluia, alleluia. Thursday, April 25th, 2024, the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. I send you greetings wherever you are and welcome you back to the new episode of Time with Father Felix.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 to 14. Mark chapter 16 verse 15 to 20. Mark the Evangelist is identified as John Mark and a cousin of Barnabas. According to Hippolytus, he was one of the 70 sent by the Lord to proclaim the gospel. When St. Peter escaped from prison, he went to the home of Mark's mother. Paul and Barnabas took him along on the first missionary journey, but for some reason, Mark returned alone to Jerusalem. It is evident from Paul's refusal to let Mark accompany him on the second journey, despite Barnabas' insistence, that Mark had displeased Paul. Because Paul later asks Mark to visit him in prison, we may assume that the trouble did not last long. Peter encountered Mark on his travels and took him as travel companion and interpreter. Mark, the evangelist, wrote down the sermon of St. Peter, thus composing the gospel according to Mark before he left for Alexandria in the third year of Claudius, AD 43. According to Acts 15:39, Mark went to Cyprus with Barnabas after the Council of Jerusalem. According to tradition, in AD 49, about 16 years after the ascension of Jesus, Mark traveled to Alexandria and founded the Church of Alexandria, having already been in Egypt for 4 to 5 years. He became the first bishop of Alexandria, and he is honored as the founder of Christianity in Africa. The gospel. At that time, Jesus said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it. My dear brothers and sisters, Mark fulfilled in his life what every Christian is called to do: proclaim to all peoples the good news. That is the source of our salvation. In particular, he accompanied Paul and Barnabas and also Peter in their missionary journey. We also see that in the way he wrote the first gospel. Others may proclaim the good news by music, drama, teaching of children, or any other way of forming others. Let us pray. Lord God, you raised St. Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel. Grant, we pray, that we may also profit from his teaching, as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Shebafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.